This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Joan showed up at the doctor's office concerned she might have depression. She checked in at the front counter, waited until called back to have her blood pressure and weight recorded, and then met with the doctor for 20 minutes. When asked all the usual questions about depression, her answers were standard for a depressed 45-year-old female. What makes this story a bit unusual is that Joan wasn't really depressed and she wasn't really even sick. Joan was a standardized patient, an actor similar in concept to a secret shopper, except that she was not at Target or Walmart, she was in a doctor's office. Joan was part of a project to understand issues related to the quality of medical care. Joan, along with many other similarly aged women, was carefully trained. She rehearsed her role for days, with feedback provided by experienced acting coaches and doctors. The goal was to have each woman present to the doctor with identical medical concerns, behaviors, body language, and answers to expected questions. Their conversations with the doctors would be tape recorded for later analysis. Is this sort of evaluation ethical? Well, in this case, the doctors all gave permission to be evaluated at various points over a 2-year period. Of course, they didn't know when they would be evaluated, and they certainly did not know that Joan wasn't a real patient. So it sure seems ethical to me. While such evaluations are costly, and some might argue a waste of the doctor's time when there are real people who need care, I have a different perspective. I find these exercises incredibly important to the doctor, to their employers, and to the public. If the doctor is given feedback, these sorts of encounters are far more valuable than most traditional forms of education that doctors receive. Most training for practicing doctors is in the form of lectures, where most doctors spend the time in the dark room either checking their email or snoozing. There is very little evidence that this type of lecture-based education changes a doctor's behavior and practice. But secret shoppers, aka standardized patients, are systematic in their evaluation. Their training allows them to evaluate how doctors explain information to people, how much they involve patients in decision-making, how they weigh risks and benefits, and how much time they spend in various parts of the exam. Secret shoppers aren't perfect, and we need different types of tools to measure other aspects of care, but this is a huge step forward intended to improve patient care for all of us. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.